Am I the jerk? I just saw one word and I thought, every day, huh?
Please throw it to me.
It's Donnie's turn.
Thank you.
All right, here's a follow-up. Matt was getting his car cleaned, and none of you thought maybe they moved the seat to vacuum, especially if it was all the way up. Maybe that's a sign they were trying to do a thorough job. Sure, it would have been nice for them to put it back in its perfect spot, but these guys are making minimum wage, blowing and going, vacuuming all day, and you're pissed because you have to take the 3 seconds to put the seat back when you where you like it?
Wow.
I'd say you're being the jerks.
Ooh. I'd love to know what car he has that takes 3 seconds to get the seat back to where he likes it. That's impressive.
Also, that's part of the job description. If you're going to clean something, you should put everything back to where you found it.
And the seat wasn't all the way up. And again, as I mentioned, if the only thing that they had messed with was the depth of the seat being up or back, whatever. So if they were doing that because they were cleaning it, why'd they mess with the upright part? And why'd they mess with the seat, how it can kind of, like, you can sit lower or higher? Why'd they mess with those?
There are definitely different directions you can move it.
I don't have a problem with it going all the way up or all the way back. That's very easy to fix.
Don't mess with the captain's
seat. I still don't like that. And is it, like, we can get everything done, what the seat where it is, right?
Right.
I don't think we're being jerks about this at all.
If they're thorough enough to move the seat to clean it, they should be thorough enough to put it back. At least relatively in a normal position.
So there.
So we're not
jerks. We're not jerks. Hey, boys, I got one. Well, wait, sorry, wrong segment. Sorry for the long email. So I bought a used car from out of state and had it shipped to me. I had it inspected before sending the money, so I was comfortable with the deal. The car shipper picked up the car last Friday in Florida and was supposed to arrive either Sunday afternoon or Monday. Saturday morning, while sitting in the truck as my kid was warming up for a soccer game, I had the following conversation with my wife, and it is detailed like a play. So here we go. Everyone ready for this?
Okay.
I'm going to start with him, and we're going back and forth. Me, her. That's the order of the
lines.
You got to
change your voice when you're the female.
Okay. Besides the game, this game, we don't have any other plans this weekend, right? No, why? Well, I need to clean out the spot in the garage for my new car. Oh, your Mustang is already ready to come home? She was thinking of my 1992 that is being built and is a money pit. No. That won't be finished this year, even. I mean, my new one, it should be delivered Sunday or Monday. Wait, who does that? Who just buys a car without saying anything? Well, what would you have said? You're not going to say no. You won't really like it, and you won't care about it, so why would it matter? Well, when were you going to tell me? Now, I just did. Whatever, I guess. End scene.
You catch me outside. Well done. How about that?
So the background on his marriage, been together 21 years. We have the disposable income to do this, and it wouldn't matter. I've sold some stocks that she doesn't even know about to fund it. Money isn't the issue. Am I the jerk for buying the car without talking to her about it when neither of us ever tells the other one no? She books trips to Napa with her cousin, then just informs me about it. I don't complain about that at all.
God, what a wonderful marriage.
I know.
I envy you, sir. No, you are not a jerk. As a matter of fact, I might print this out and post it on my own fridge.
Legend.
So others can see. It's okay.
There are some purchases. Some.
Yeah.
Where you probably need to at least inform.
Once you get to
talk about it.
Five digits. It feels like you should probably. It can still be an informing, not a like a question.
Not a permission.
Right.
Just saying, hey, I'm getting this done. But
I mean, he didn't tell her to his point.
When you look up and then all of a sudden there's a new car there.
Right.
Or you drive up and you go meet me, and then she opens the door and you.
It's got to be way before delivery, no doubt.
But it sounds like they never discussed this type of purchase with each other.
Don't you feel like a trip is one thing and a car is another?
I don't know. The trips could be very expensive. If she's going to Napa, plus if he, it goes down the rabbit hole here, because the easiest part is just to have this little thing here, because now if she goes, well, I looked in the account, like, we don't have money for a $25,000 car, and then he's got to tell her that he sold stocks she doesn't even know about, and then it becomes, what else do you have that I don't know about? What other stocks do we have?
And then he pulls out the
you don't even want to open that door.
Kid. Why did you?
Well, that's why.
Oh, by the way, in this closet.
Hello.
Here's Earl.
I think that's why honesty generally is the best policy, because once you start with one lie, it's going to build into another and then another. And now you're trying to weave this web of lies that you've got out there, and try, it would just be easier to go with what happened and what you're doing.
I don't feel he's lying.
There's no lie.
He's just not informing or letting them know of a huge purchase.
I don't think he's hiding.
Okay, if you sell stocks and get enough money that it's significant enough to buy a car and you don't tell your wife, that's hiding.
I don't think so. I mean, it's individual lives.
I suppose it is, but if she's also going to bitch at you for making a purchase, then it feels like it's affecting both of you.
I don't really even think that she was complaining. This seems like pretty surface to me. I don't think he's being a jerk.
And I don't think she is...
I think she's well within her right to be a little upset.
To kind of question it. You're right. I'm not saying upset. And those are the things that you do, but I don't know if... There's an opportunity for you to just go buy a car and you'll do it. You may go pick up a set of golf clubs.
I just don't know.
And not say anything. That's one thing.
If he's going to be annoyed that she's questioning that he did these things and no one really cares, it seems like it's cool throughout the relationship. Why not just tell her?
And this is the question that he asked in email. Am I the jerk for buying the car without talking to her about it? When neither of us ever tells the other one no. So he's just automatically assuming that she'll say, yeah, of course, go ahead.
I think he's approaching jerky territory for getting a little butt hurt that she's even questioning him about it.
I say no, man. Do what you want. You got the funds. Enjoy yourself.
I just don't know what's to be gained in this situation.
So then what's the, when do we stop?
Like, at what point do you need to tell them?
Like, there may be a point where you may need to say no.
Like, hey, I bought another house. I mean, at some point, if it's going to directly affect the person and change your lifestyle to some degree, then I would say, yeah, you need to tell them. And everybody has different limits of what that means.
That's true.
I mean, to me, if I came home today and there was like a whole new set of living room furniture, I'd be like, what the hell is this? I'd be pissed. But if I was a rich person, and
you probably
I came
still
home,
would
I'd
be a
right,
little
but like
upset.
Scale it to what a rich person would
right,
be.
Right, because
do.
That doesn't even affect that. But the living room affects me. I'm trying to think of it. Okay, like the vice versa. Like if we had the money,
you know,
and I wouldn't even mind if $25,000 was gone.
She bought Louis Vuitton travel luggage. That is very expensive.
Actually, this on a smaller scale, this does happen. Because there's stuff like she has this subscription box thing that I don't even know why she has it, and it'll get delivered. And I asked her once, I was like, do you even use this? Why don't you cancel this? And she said, oh yeah, I should probably cancel it. And then it comes the next month, and I go, what? I thought you were going to cancel. Oh, I forgot. I'm like,
she shouldn't. Like, she shouldn't need to tell you what that's all about. She should just be able to get her little subscription box.
Right. It's the same thing to me. Like, it's just on a higher scale because they have the money, obviously, where he's like, I can do this. It's not a big deal. We don't even bat an eye at it. Like, she's going to Napa with her friends, and they don't even think twice. Like, to me, I kind of see it as the same thing.
All right. This is Dear Invasion. Love you, boys, and congrats on the success in Extra Hour. The law firm I work for takes their softball way very seriously, and recently my wife's boss found out I played collegiate baseball. Uh-oh. Sick brag, I know. Technically, you can only play on their work team if you're an employee, and her boss wants me to play for them. My wife doesn't want me to play because she thinks the other teams will find out, but she can't tell her boss that and make him mad. Am I the jerk for continuing to play for her law firm softball team despite my wife's wishes? I'll hang up and listen. I'm a little skeptical about this one.
Oh, is this a
I feel this may have been a King of Queens plot.
Yeah, but Wawa.
But I'm not quite sure.
He doesn't usually veil it that much.
I know, and it's all signed and everything from a guy. So that's, I don't know if he's upping the ante. I'm going to put an asterisk on it.
Or
the King of Queens affidavit justice episode, Carrie drags Doug to her business picnic. Doug plays baseball.
What? The what?
To her business picnic.
Oh, okay.
Doug plays.
He said that funny, right?
Yeah.
He said picnic.
Okay.
You pecked a what?
They're just. Yo, you peck a what?
Dude.
What are we saying?
That's
I'm not even paying attention to you guys.
You said it.
So here it is. So
I thought it was just them moving their pecs at a.
Doug plays baseball with Kerry's fellow co-workers, and Kerry's boss notices his great play out in the field. He asks Doug to pretend to be a lawyer so he can play on their real team, which gets Kerry nervous.
So did we get ball sacked by Baldy? Yeah.
This is a King of Queens episode.
But he didn't play. He said he played collegiate baseball, and that's why
he's tricking
it.
He's tricking it up a little bit. But it's obvious. It's a law firm, just like this episode. The boss asks him, hey, will you play on the work softball team, just like this episode? That's 100% a King of Queens episode.
Well, I don't know. This feels like a situation that definitely could happen, though. Like, the King of Queens ones are usually pretty ridiculous.
Call Justin.
Okay, I'll get him on the line.
Call him right now and see if he's going to admit to doing this or not. Let's just say it's not a Justin burning us. I think it's awesome.
I do, too.
And I don't know why the wife would even hesitate. You think we're really taking this that seriously to where you're going to get mad if I'm playing on the softball team?
Softball.
Come on.
Plus, just because you can hit a baseball doesn't mean you can hit a softball.
And I want to win. Who doesn't want to win?
I want to win.
Yeah, let them play. We actually had this happen last season. We had our roster protested one night.
Did you really?
For somebody that did not play collegiately. It's unbelievable.
It's softball.
I know.
What are we
doing? I'm still mad. I remember them.
Plus, if it was a real email, he would have said where he played college baseball at.
So you're thinking that this is a just
100%. I believe it is.
I feel it's real. All right, let's go to the Diamond Factory ticket hotline and bring on one hero of the hardwood, Justin Monte Montemayor. Hello, Justin.
Brothers.
Have we been Justin in Am I the Jerk? Did you send this in?
Baby, all my life I will be driving.
You called it. You called it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the episode. It's 100%.
I know, but he tried to trick me with the college baseball, and that wasn't in the episode. I don't think Doug played college baseball.
Woo! Got him, baby.
He's so proud of himself.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Sniped yet again.
You tried to fool me with the full name on the email also.
I know, that got me.
I got a lot of friends. Be careful.
I'm going to have to rewatch this whole entire series to see if we're going to... Every time I think that we're getting Justin, I'm going to call you and see if we're going to... It's.
I remember, that thing went 200 episodes.
I'm going to start over from scratch.
Oh, no.
Justin got us again. All right, Justin.
All right, buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ryan. He signed it, Ryan.
Man. We're going to have to write into Rent Free or something. This is garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
This is garbage.
I've got some good ones.
We've got a... We've got a couple of different ways to get this back. This is not over.
It might won't be from TV episodes. It'll just be made up weird things.
It's not over. All right. That is Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Send in those submissions, even if they're King of Queens episodes, and we'll try to figure that out.